hit with a double. Swung at it outside for a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. One out. Ty Johnson stands at second. Rafters cut in this lead. It's 8-5 now. Swing and a miss. Went after it. Ball came in high for the second strike, 0-2. Rafters able to get a run from Brandon Rogers. They're down three, though. The 0-2. That ball was low for the first ball, so a ball and two strikes with one out. Johnson, a leadoff at second. Chris Conniff, the left-hander, stands in. The 1-2. Strike three across the plate. And Conniff got caught looking for the second out. Two down for the Mallards. They're one away, so the left fielder, Matt Olive, who had a solo shot to deep left center field for a solo home run, is now up outside of the zone for Ruff for a ball and no strikes. The Rafters one away, one out away from going down to 2-5 on the season. Mallards 1-0 popped up out. Foul on the right side, 1-1. Home run here for Matt Olive would surely bring this back. So the 1-1. Strike two, pinning the outside zone for a 1-2 count. Fastball came in at a 91. The 1-2 inside bounces into the glove of the catcher, Canyon Brown. Even this count up at two apiece. So two balls and two strikes with two outs. The 2-2 upstairs. And a chest-high fastball is the third ball. So full count here with two outs. 8-5. Mallards lead. The full count. And a ball number four went down in the dirt. So Olive will take first. Ty Johnson at second. And the tying run, Shane Taylor, is up to bat. They need Taylor. They need him big time. He had a double where he had an RBI. When he got to second, he's been walked twice, and he also flew out. Two outs here. Swinging a ball popped up out in the foul territory on the left side, 0-1. No balls and a strike. We're two outs. Ruff sets, deals. A strike right across the plate in the zone for the second strike. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Shane Taylor, a left-hander, a Las Vegas, Nevada native. He gets some magic here in the bottom of the ninth. After his trail, 8-5, swinging a ball foul tipped on the left ankle of Taylor. He stays alive. And then count remains at 0-2. Olive at first. Johnson stands at second. Shane Taylor, the 0-2. Inside for a ball. Staying alive, 1-2. Shane Taylor got a double in his first plate appearance. Can he do so this time? The 1-2 outside for the second ball, 2-2. Shane Taylor leads the team in batting average before today, batting a 364. They're going to need him, the shortstop. Slotted in at second base today, the 2-2. Downstairs and a bounce into the glove of Canyon Brown. So now three straight balls for Ruff. Full count here, two outs, biggest pitch of the game. Olive stands at first. Johnson remains at second. The full count from Ruff. Swinging a ball popped up into the dugout. Goes behind the rafters dugout. So Taylor will stay alive here on full count. Two outs. And Shane Taylor have some late game heroics. The full count delivery, swing and a ball popped up into shallow left. Does it drop? And it does not, as the shortstop Mikey Kluska runs under it, and the Madison Mallards get an 8-5 victory as they hold off the Rafters. Mallards improve to 4-3. The Rafters drop to 2-5 in a game where it was back and forth, but the big decider was the top of the third. The Mallards got six runs, which put this game in a tough position for the Rafters. These two teams will meet tomorrow night here at Wooder Field for a 6:05 pitch-off. But for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for here at Wooder Field, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Good night, everybody.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important...
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November.
Kind of good over here on this side.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I don't want to play.
Welcome back, everyone, for hour two of Seth Faces the Music, the working show today. And we started off that set with Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day, a big dumb rock song, which he said he wanted to make. And that was followed by Kibo Mato, the duo of Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, and adding a few other members later on, including Timo Ellis and Sean Lennon, with Working for Vacation. Coming up next, we have a song by the Chanteuse, actress, singer, songwriter. She's a lot of things. Melissa Manchester, and a song from her album For the Working Girl. The song itself, though, has the syntax backwards. So technically, the song we're playing next is Working Girl for the...
In the chorus, doing three shows a night, wearing fishnets and feathers under blinding white lights. I've served shorts to hard hats who had booze on their lips, been fondled and leered at for an occasional tip. And it don't get no better, but it can get no worse, for the working girl's world is eyes of
Psychedelic band 10 years after with Working on the Road. And that's going to bring us up to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we are going to find a coal mine and we are going to go into it and start working. And then we'll sing a song about it. So you know you're not going to want to miss that, right? This is WFHR.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Thank you. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun. Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun. Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Thank you.
We started off by Working in a Coal Mine there with Lee Dorsey, a classic R&B hit. And then we moved to Working in a Gold Mine with Aztec Camera, a.k.a. Roddy Frame. More or less, he is Aztec Camera. Up next, we're going to go to the wilds of New Jersey. Well, I don't know if that's where this takes place or not, but the singer is definitely from that state. And this is probably one of the few tracks from his gigantic selling Born in the USA that wasn't a hit single. But you know what? It's still a pretty good song. Here's The Boss with Working on the Highway. You know, as a premise for a movie, when you have a welder that moonlights as a flash dancer doing highly artistic, stylized dancing in front of blue-collar guys, I don't know. The movie makes zero sense. But the song by Michael Cimbello, Maniac, well, that's just good disco. One more break ahead, everyone, before we wrap up the show here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a classic crossover hit from one of the greatest session musicians that ever lived, and good for him that he later became a household name of sorts, had his own TV show, and released several hits. So he's up next here on Seth Faces the Music on WFHR.
Want to add to your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, The Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, love animals too, and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
the moment slipped right through him. He took his time, he took his time. He knew the feeling of contentment.
We open this final set with Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman, big hit for him. And then we played a song by the venerable indie rock band Yo La Tengo with Barnaby, Hardly Working, another cheery anthem from a alternative rock band from the 90s, he said with heavy sarcasm. Up next, we have a song by a group who hit it big in 1985 with their album Songs from the Big Chair. And this is kind of a deep cut from that album. So sit back, relax, and listen to Tears for Fears, The Working Hour. We've got one more song to go today on Seth Faces the Music, and that is going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you have had a good time with our topic this week. We will be back again next week with a new theme and a ton more great songs for you here on Seth Faces the Music. Here's Gary and Billy to take us out with Working After School. Bye-bye.
Working After School.